Mark, is that the lowest point so far for you as Scunthorpe United manager?
Are you serious? Are you serious? That, you've just witnessed probably one of the best performances from a Sheffield United team that I've seen from a long time. You're talking about a big club who've actually turned up tonight and played a game that was absolutely outstanding. You know, I think that nobody likes to lose, but when you play, we come up against a team, you've got to take your hat off and say, well played to you. You know, if we can get to that level, I'll be delighted. You know, we're just not that level. We're just not at that level. We conceded a first goal that was a poor first goal to concede. There's been two penalties. And in all fairness, we've come up against them on an unbelievably good night. I can't do anything about that. You've got to say you're out to them. You know, we've got nine games left in a season where we've been in and around the bottom of the division all the time. So let's put it into some perspective. You know, leading with a question like that, I think that's a joke.
But you lost 4-0. That's
absolutely
the reason for
nobody
the
likes to lose 4-0. Nobody likes to lose at all. But when you come up against a team playing like that, that was a championship performance from them. They were outstanding. You know, so we've got to take it on the chin, and then we've got to move on as quickly as we possibly can do. We've got nine games left. We've been in a situation where we've been in around the bottom of the division all season. We've got a 7-point cushion, and it was no more than a 7-point cushion. And to get out of the bottom four has been a big ask, a big achievement. It's not something that you're not resting on your laurels. It's not as if we've not given it a go tonight. We've tried to move the ball. They've been better than us. You know, I think that's probably one of the best performances from a League One team for a long time. That was a championship performance from them. You've got to sometimes take your hat off and say, look, we're playing against a big club. They've spent a lot of money. They've got a way of playing. They've come out tonight and they've absolutely performed to the top of the game. We've got to respect that and take your hat off to them. I don't like it. You know, I hate it. We've lost 4-0. So from that score, you were quite right. But let's not play down their performance and look like that was a really bad Scunthorpe United performance. It was a tough performance. It was really difficult. But we knew that was going to be the case. Not letting them play that well, or not seeing them play that well. Sometimes you can't do anything about it. You try and get close to them. They move the ball quickly. You know, we've got players that are a little bit naive at times, and we've cost ourselves some goals. But you know, it wasn't for the want of trying.
Was there anything you could have done differently to affect that performance then, given how they played, in your opinion?
Absolutely not, otherwise we'd have done it. You know, you play the hand you're dealt. You know, we've got the hand that we're dealt. So you go and you try and you do the best that you can, and if that's not good enough, you don't like it because you lose points. You're in it to win it. You're in this game to win games. Sometimes you win them, sometimes you don't. We're in a situation at the moment where we've got to make sure that we keep calm heads. Got nine games left, and I would wager that it won't come up against a side that performs as well as that.
Not a single shot on target. What did they do to prevent that then?
I've just said they kept the ball. They created chances all night because of the way they played. You know, you've got to look at that and say, by the way, that's a benchmark. That's a benchmark for any team in the division. You've got to try and emulate what they did tonight. And you hate saying it, but you've got to take your hat off. Great performance from them.
What does this do for the players' confidence, a defeat like this?
Well, it doesn't do wonders for it, which is why we need to keep calm and move forward with it, because we've got a number of games. You can lose your temper, you can lose your head, but I totally understand that performance was way above anything that we've achieved and we can achieve at this stage. You know, it's early doors for us, but they've been in this division for the last 4 or 5 years, and you know, I think if you asked any of their supporters, they would say they're a Premier League team, not a League One team.
Is keeping the confidence up in the players as big a challenge as keeping yourself out of the bottom four now?
I think that the players will be okay. I think they'll bounce back. Players are resilient. You know, I think they'll be. I won't be as flippant to say that they'll be over it now, but you know, certainly they'll be over it by the weekend. And we know we'll stick together, and I'll back them. I'll back the players. I think as much as I possibly can do. And tonight, I've got to take my hat off to them. And like I say, I repeat, you know, I know it hurts. I'm coming out and speaking to you and sort of hiding behind anything. I've got to speak to you after whether we win, lose, or we draw. You know as well as I do, because we see each other regularly, how hard everybody works, and I respect that too. And I think that I know we will be back on the training ground on Thursday and working towards getting a win. 9 games, you know, we've got to win some football matches to secure a status in the division, and that's always been the task. But there's 9 games left.
You've got to Notts County without Miguel Lira now, 2 yellow cards and a sending off. What's your view on the 2 yellow cards first? Any arguments with either of them?
I can't have. The whole game was played at a real tempo. It was played at a real tempo, and I think that it was probably a little bit too much for not only for Miguel but for a number of the players.
With Miguel Lira being out now, does that hasten your decision on David Murphy and recalling him?
I'll have a look. You know, I think there's options open to me, whether I do it this week, whether I do it next week. There's options open to us. He's our player, so we can do what we need to do. I think, you know, I'll look at that. I'll certainly have a chat with the chairman and see how he feels about recalling him, because there's not just a recall in there. There's other elements to it.
Which are?
Which I'm not going to go into.
Okay. Because you mentioned when you asked the question on Saturday, you said about the financial aspect of it. But if he's your player, does that affect that in any way?
Look, listen. I'll do what's right. I always make a decision that's right for the and for the good of the team and for the club. You know, and that's certainly what we'll do. But there certainly won't be any knee-jerk.
I know you said as far as your team's performance tonight, you didn't feel you could affect it. Do you consider a change in system now at any point? Or does that still work for you?
I think that there was a change in system tonight, you know. But you pick a team you pick a team from the squad that you have and the squad that you've got available for you to try and do a job. I mean, you know, you're looking at you can look at any different system you want to tonight. Doesn't make any difference. You know, it's 11v11. You go out and you try and affect a game, and we tried to affect the game. It was just that they were better than us on the night.
Does this make Saturday's game against Notts County an even bigger one now than it was?
No, not at all. Makes it as big a game as it's always been. It's the next game, you know. So from now to the end of the season, you could ask me and the questions that you're asking me. But again, it's the next game. That's the most important game, and we're playing Notts County at Meadow Lane.
Would you expect to do any loan business before Thursday?
No idea.
Anything in the pipeline?
Not at the moment.